The group, led by Britain's ambassador to the UN, Emma Jones-Perry, says the United Nations wants to work side by side with the Sudanese government to increase security in Darfur, not to usurp the government's powers. In the past, Sudan has resisted suggestions that UN peacekeepers take over from about 7,000 African Union troops currently stationed in the volatile area, arguing that such a move would compromise Sudan's sovereignty and be tantamount to an invasion. The government has argued that it would prefer to see more support given to the current African Union mission rather than bringing in UN troops. Lately, the government has been more open to the idea of UN peacekeepers in Darfur. An advisor to the information minister, Rabi Abdul Atti, describes to VOA his government's vision of what such a force would look like.
If the UN peacekeeping force will play a humanitarian and assist the government and assist the armed forces to implement the fourth peace agreement, if this UN peacekeeping forces play a role of facilitation in respect of humanitarian issues, I think there will not be any problem between Sudan government or Sudan people and the UN forces.
Some UN Security Council members say the Sudanese government has failed to protect its own people during the conflict, which has killed an estimated 180,000 people and left about 2 million homeless. Advisor Atti rejects such an assessment.
I think the Sudan government has done a lot to protect civilians in Darfur. Sudan government is sending a lot of police forces to protect civilians and to also to protect all people living in camps.
The Darfur conflict began 3 years ago when rebels took up arms to protest what they said was economic and political marginalization of their area by the Khartoum government. The fighting is between two main rebel groups, the Sudanese army and an Arab militia known as Janjaweed, said to be backed by the Sudanese government. The push to bring UN peacekeepers into Darfur follows a peace agreement that the Sudanese government and one main rebel group signed May 5th. The United States calls the Darfur conflict genocide and is one of the countries pushing for UN peacekeepers in the area. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.